Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. Heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. Suffolk County Board of Elections officials say the lingering complications from the hacking of county computers poses zero threat to the integrity of next Tuesday's election tallies. But the impact of the cybercrime has forced the agency to turn to New York State to help construct a new website for sharing the results with the public. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that Suffolk County voting machines and the data they contain are not connected to the county's computer systems, which were beset by a malware attack in September, Board of Election officials explained this week. The vote tallies from individual voting machines are contained only on memory cards, which are uploaded first from remote locations for reporting purposes on election night and ultimately to the Board of Elections' dedicated servers, which are not connected to the infected county servers, the agency's commissioner said. The lingering effects of the malware attack have left much of Suffolk County's internet services unusable, and the Board of Elections is working with its state counterpart to set up a website that will allow election results to be shared with the public immediately following the close of polls. That system, which has been in place since Suffolk County adopted optical scanning machines in 2010, has not been substantially impacted by the computer hack. According to Suffolk County Board of Education, Board of Election Commissioners, the connections from the remote sites have been tested for security, they said. The commissioners, Republicans and Democrats, said they have no concerns about the security of this vote. Two East Hampton Middle School football coaches have resigned following the firing of a BB gun on a school bus returning from a game in East Mauritius on October 20th. Desiree Keegan reports on 27East.com that David Fiorello and Robert Rivera had their letters of resignation accepted following a 6-1 vote by the Board of Education this past Tuesday night. Rivera also resigned from his position as varsity assistant wrestling coach, all effective October 26th. A spring school student fired the weapon, town police detective Ryan Hogan said, which resulted in the minor injury of another student who East Hampton School Superintendent Adam Fine confirmed is from Montauk. Board member John Ryan Sr. was the only member to vote against the motion, siding with comments made by varsity assistant coach Kelly McKee, who attended the meeting and spoke in defense of the coaches, especially Fiorello, who has been a coach in the district for 19 years. Ryan made a motion to pull the two items out of the consent agenda to discuss them separately, but there was no second on his motion. The board member said there are issues with the system and lack of protocols, not the coaches. The line outside the new Barnes & Noble in Riverhead snaked around the building and looped back through the parking lot Wednesday morning as hundreds of people waited for the doors of the bookstore to open for the first time. The grand opening event featured a meet-and-greet book signing with best-selling author Nelson DeMille. As reported on RiverheadLocal.com, DeMille, an action, adventure, and thriller novelist whose stories often take place on Long Island, cut the red ribbon surrounded by the store's staff and fans. "Thank you all for coming," DeMille said to the crowd. "Indeed, it's been about 14 years since the last Barnes & Noble has opened on Long Island. About 20 years ago, I cut the ribbon for the one in Carle Place," said DeMille. "This is a great addition to the community. I come out here, I don't have a house out here like rich people," DeMille joked. "Whether it's the North Fork, South Fork, we need more bookstores," he said. Early voting has begun and will continue through Sunday. Registered voters can go to any of the selected early voting sites in their county during the early voting period. That's different from casting ballots on Election Day, November 8th, when voters must cast ballots at their assigned nearby polling site. Suffolk County has 27 early voting places. Early voting can also be done at the Boards of Election in Suffolk. Voters in the general election will cast ballots for governor, attorney general, controller, and New York State Senate and Assembly candidates, as well as for U.S. House and Senate. A statewide referendum will ask if the state should borrow $4.2 billion for capital projects to address global warming and other environmental and public health concerns. At Suffolk County early voting sites, the polls are open today and tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Voters can see if they are registered to vote through the New York State Board of Elections portal at voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. That's voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. The site also shows early voting sites as well as the assigned polling place that must be used to cast ballots on the traditional election day, Tuesday, November 8th, when the polls are open from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. So once again, voting will take place on Election Day, November 8th, from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. Voters must report to their regular polling places on that day. Early voting now through this coming Sunday. Long Islanders are not just choosing four Congress members this election year, but their votes could also play an important role in the fight for control of the U.S. House of Representatives, analysts say. Quote, Long Island could very well be pivotal in determining party control of the House, said Mina Bose, director of the Calico Center for the Study of the American President at Hofstra University. Voter turnout, of course, will be key, she said. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that several factors in New York's 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th congressional districts make predictions difficult. Those include close voter enrollment between Democrats and Republicans and three open seats, along with another defended by a freshman congressman. Further, the votes of the large number of voters on Long Island who chose not to enroll in a major party, known as independents, also could be key, analysts say. Currently, Democrats hold a narrow 220 to 212 majority, so a Republican pickup of six seats in Tuesday's election would change control of the House. By various measures, all four of Nassau and Suffolk seats can be considered competitive, and together they can provide one party or another with a decisive block this year. Long Island congressional races being voted on this week promise to influence control in the U.S. House of Representatives next term. In our Suffolk County listening area, there are two campaigns of note. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin vacated Suffolk County's 1st congressional district to run for governor. That seat is now contested by Republican Nick LaLota, 43 of Amityville, chief of staff to the Republican presiding officer of the Suffolk County Legislature, and Democrat Bridget Fleming, 62 of Noyac, who is a Suffolk County legislator. In the 2nd district, first-term Representative Andrew Garbarino, a Republican from Bayport, represents an area that has reliably voted Republican for Congress since 1993. He faces Democrat Jackie Gordon, a former Babylon Town board member. A $4.2 billion initiative is on the ballot in New York this election year. It's the largest for environmental protection in the state's history and is officially known as the Clean Water, Clean Air, Green Jobs Act. James Barron reports that Anne Bernard, who covers climate and the environment for the New York Times, says that if voters approve the Bond Act, it would let the state invest in modernizing our infrastructure, not just for surviving in a changing climate, but for thriving, for cleaning up our water, flood-proofing our neighborhoods, and improving public health. Broadly speaking, the idea is to protect against climate change and at the same time stop making our pollution problems worse. This is why environmental groups are calling it a once-in-a-generation opportunity. As reported in the New York Times, the state of New York set goals for slashing fossil fuel emissions in a law enacted in 2019. But that law, even though it's the most ambitious one of its kind in the country, did not include specific commitments to paying for all the necessary changes and improvements. The Bond Act would be an important plank toward reaching those goals. The Bond Act would also unlock matching federal funds in the big domestic legislation that President Biden signed in August. It's worth noting that the Bond Act also targets objectives like conserving land, and 35% of the money must be spent in disadvantaged communities which bore the brunt of environmental harm in the past. Governor Kathy Hochul is for it. Her opponent has not stated his position. You must flip over your ballot in order to vote on Proposition 1 this November. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.